WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. The White House says substantial firings have begun as threatened. It comes on day 10 of the government shutdown, the first day many federal workers saw just a partial paycheck. Democratic leader Hakeem Jeffries.
Republicans have voted for a partisan spending bill that continues to gut the health care of the American people and threatens to raise the cost of living.
Top Senate Republican John Thune.
Because we just needed five more Democrat votes that the Democrats wouldn't give us yesterday, the American people are going to miss a lot more and feel a lot more pain and miss a lot more paychecks in the very near future.
Well, China has restricted exports of rare earth materials needed for U.S. industry. President Trump says he's now looking at a massive increase of import taxes on Chinese goods and might not meet with President Xi in South Korea. In other economic news, oil prices are tumbling. Business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Because crude oil makes up about two-thirds of the cost of a gallon of gas, we've seen gas prices go down. According to AAA, nationally, the cost of a regular gallon of gas is $3.10. That's down by about 12 cents from a year ago.
An explosion at a Tennessee military munitions plant near Nashville has left multiple people dead and missing. Sheriff Chris Davis.
We do have several people at this time that's unaccounted for. We are trying to be mindful of families.
Overseas, CBS's Haley Ott reports the Gaza ceasefire is holding and anticipation is building for the release of hostages held by Hamas.
The hostage families are going to join together privately and have a meal to mark Shabbat together. And that's especially poignant because they've been doing this throughout this war, but this Friday might be the last Friday before the rest of the hostages are freed.
Maine's Democratic Governor Janet Mills says she plans to run for Republican Senator Susan Collins' seat next year.
Collins has held that seat since 1997, but Democrats see it as their best chance to get closer to a majority in the Senate. They've been urging Mills to run. In February, she clashed with President Trump at the White House when he singled her out for defying his executive order to ban transgender athletes from women's sports teams.
You better comply because otherwise you're not getting any federal funding.
I'll see you in court.
Every state, good, I'll see you in court. I look forward to that. That should be a real easy one.
Mills is serving her second and final term as governor due to term limits. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
Wall Street, the Dow is down 580. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The high school football playoffs will hit different this year across Wisconsin. Jimmy Koska has more.
October is the start of high school football playoffs, and this season, for the first time, teams will qualify using a new system. Wisconsin Football Coaches Association President Brian Kaminsky said that the new system rewards you for beating teams. The A-player playoff bracket was announced last Saturday, with the 11-player playoff bracket to be announced this Saturday. In addition to figuring out who makes the playoffs, the new system also seeds each team and assigns them geographically between four regions.
An opportunity for anglers in Racine this weekend. The DNR is inviting people to explore the state's trout and salmon fishery operation at the Root River Steelhead facility. The event is tomorrow, with the place opening its doors for a free family-friendly event. Visitors can take guided tours to see how fish are captured and eggs collected for hatchery programs. Groups like Salmon Unlimited and Southeast Wisconsin Trout Unlimited will offer hands-on demos. Our Racine tradition dating back to 1929 is kicking off its annual effort. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is kicking off their seasonal drive to help local kids get gifts this holiday season. Families looking to apply for help can do that in person at the City Hall Annex through December 9th. Police say a 29-year-old Racine man fired up to 18 shots at an Uber car's driver, then called the cops himself. Christian Cooley was arrested after the confession and said he thought he was in danger after a verbal argument last Thursday in Racine. No one was hurt, but the car was riddled with bullet holes. Cooley faces charges of reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. The Brewers lost in Chicago, blowing a two-game lead as the series is now tied 2-2. Tomorrow's Game 5 in Milwaukee starts at 7:08 p.m. The winner will advance to face the Dodgers in the NLCS. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Crew lose again to the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball, the NLDS. There will be a Game 5 tomorrow night in Milwaukee. The Brewers shut out by the Cubs, 6-0 at Wrigley Field. Freddie Peralta surrendered a 3-run home run in the bottom of the first to Chicago's Ian Happ. Pat Murphy.
The first inning is always the toughest for a pitcher, especially in environments like this and big games. The first inning can always be the struggle, and hadn't shown him the heater yet. Got too much in the middle of the plate.
First pitch at 7:08 tomorrow night at AmFam Field. College football, the Badgers host the Hawkeyes tomorrow night in Madison, kickoff 6 p.m. Wisconsin lost 42-10 last year at Iowa.
The focus is obviously what happened last year and what it is that we need to do to change all that happened last year. It'll be a physical, tough, hard-nosed game, nothing different than what you would expect from an Iowa-Wisconsin football game. We got to make sure that Saturday night we're ready to roll.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. Gusty southwest winds. Tonight, skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. It's 60 at our studios.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget coming up later this hour.
In the cool of the evening, when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie.
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Point Marina, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hey, where did we go? Days when the rains came. New game, laughing and running, hey, hey, skipping and jumping in the misty morning fog with our hearts thumping, and you, a brown eyed girl. Slow, gone down the old man with a transistor radio, standing in the sunlight laughing, hiding behind a rainbow's wall, slipping and sliding all along the waterfall with you, a brown-eyed girl. We used to sing sha la 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 la, just like that. Sha la 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 la. You have grown. Cast my memory back there, Lord. Sometimes I'm overcome thinking about making love in the green grass behind the stadium with you, my brown eyed girl. Do you remember when
sing.
News, timeless hits, WRJN. The Brewers baseball schedule kind of screwy.
Because, you know, are they going to play Saturday? Are they going to play Monday? Will they play on the third Wednesday of the month? It's kind of almost that bad. So when you do hear the Brewers, you can hear them here when they are playing. They'll be here on WRJN. And sponsored by Studebaker's Fuel and Food, The Lanes on 20, Lee's Deli, Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, and Ferraro's Pizza. Brewers, postseason action. It's exciting stuff here on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
As the seasons change and the crisp autumn air fills the canyon, you're invited to experience the Aquavia Lumina Enchanted Nightwalk at Wilderness Resort like never before. The story, music, and light take a new shape under the changing leaves above. Wander through a mile of sandstone canyons while letting your imagination drift with the beauty and magic of it all. Open to the public year-round, but you won't want to miss it this fall. Purchase tickets at aquavialumina.com.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Transform your bathroom with the beautiful quality of Bath Planet. Bath Planet has earned the Good Housekeeping Seal, a symbol of quality and consumer confidence for over 100 years. And right now, for a limited time, you can upgrade your bathroom for 50% off installation or choose 18 months with no interest and no payments. But you need to call now. This special offer is only available by calling 800-329-4115. That's 800-329-4115. Call 800-329-4115 right now before the offer ends.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Concerned residents in the town of Stella near Rhinelander packed their town hall to demand answers from the EPA and DNR about PFAS contamination. The toxic forever chemicals have been found at high levels in drinking water and waterways across the area. The DNR says that contamination came from industrial sludge spread on farm fields by two nearby paper companies. Wisconsin's coastal communities are getting more money to help improve and protect shorelines. In celebration of Coastal Awareness Month, the Wisconsin Department of Administration is handing out $1.3 million in Wisconsin Coastal Management Program grants to 35 communities across our state. Right now on the Defender podcast, the amazing story of one Wisconsin food that was banned, burned, disappeared from our plates, and the comeback that's being helped along by solar farms. Listen at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the people of Racine that help our city feel like home. And Don Rosen loves to give those people the spotlight they deserve. Weekday mornings from 6 till 9. From the library to civic theater, local music and nonprofit groups, museums, historians, and local leaders, Don has a place for everyone on WRJN. Start every day with the Don Rosen Morning. Weekdays from 6 to 9. Local voices, local news, and timeless hits.
Don Rosen.
Out.
News and Timeless Hits, WRJN. This song, I don't know if it's too much of a stretch to call it the theme for an entire generation in the late 60s. The Youngbloods get together on WRJN.
Love is but a song we sing. Fears we would die. You can make the mountains ring. Or make the angels cry. Though the bird is on.
So I'm in love with her and I feel fine. baby says she's mine, you know. She tells me all the time, you know. She said so. I'm in love with her and I feel fine. I'm so glad that she's my little girl. She's so glad she's telling the whole world that her baby buys her things, you know. He buys her diamond rings, you know. She said so. She's in love with me and I feel fine.
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine tradition dating back to 1929 is kicking off its annual effort. Tex Reynolds Toys for Tots is kicking off their seasonal drive to help local kids get gifts this holiday season. Families looking to apply for help can do that in person at the City Hall Annex through December 9th. The program also offers clothing when supplies last and works only with Racine County residents. You will need a photo ID and paperwork for each child to qualify. Items will be ready for pickup December 13th. There's more about the effort at RacineCountyEye.com. Charges have been filed against a Racine mother that police say left her 6-year-old autistic daughter alone in a car outside Ascension Hospital Wednesday night. Officers found the child wearing no shoes or socks and moving around in an unsecured car seat. The child's mother, 26-year-old Kayla Hamilton, told police she had thought a friend had driven her daughter to a sitter. Hamilton worked at the hospital. Investigators say video shows Hamilton walking from the car to work and no one else returning to the vehicle. She's charged with child neglect. And veterans in Racine can now ride the county buses for free with the new WISCO card program. Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin is partnering with Ride Racine on the program. They'll be helping veterans sign up, with representatives available at the Outreach Center on the Out Street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Customers throughout southeastern Wisconsin are excited about Building Waters' incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special.
Hey, wait a minute. I still have a warehouse full of air conditioners that gotta go to make room for the 2026 model furnaces. Call us today for substantial end-of-season savings on all AC models.
Call Building Waters at 262-989-1001. That's
262-989-1001. WRJN.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers, even a rumble of thunder, will eventually move out this afternoon. Some breaks of the clouds late, with highs in the mid and upper 60s. Gusty southwest winds. Tonight's skies turning clear, lows in the mid and upper 40s. Right now, it's 58.
Tears, they will be falling like rain. It always seems to be a Monday
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Here comes the Don Rosen Morning Show every single Monday through Friday. He's won awards for his morning show. Do you know that? It's sponsored by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union. Proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
WRJN.
Coming up, Dan Marcus with another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. A song, a number one song, but this is the original version that didn't go to number one. As a matter of fact, you're going to hear the original version of the song. It's kind of an interesting story, and you know the song. Like I say, it was a number one song, but you didn't know somebody made it before it was a number one song. Are you confused? I'll try to explain Lucy in just a minute on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day. Warm up your fall at Adventures Brew Pub in Port Washington. From craft brews and shareable bites to hearty meals and stunning views of Lake Michigan, this is the spot to soak up the season. Cheer on your team, celebrate with friends, or just enjoy the crisp autumn air. Go to WRJN.com right now, click the big deals banner, and purchase $20 gift certificates for just $5. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Take back your freedom today with Easy Mobility Solutions, featuring Golden and Pride power scooters and power chairs designed to keep you moving. Southeast Wisconsin's trusted mobility provider will match you with the perfect ride. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Stop into Easy Mobility Solutions today and take a test drive. When you mention this ad, you'll save $100 on any scooter, power chair, or power lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions, across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season the right way. For over 50 years, Ferraro's has been the local go-to for classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, and calzones. This October, dig into the Bratwurst Pizza, loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. It's sure to satisfy your lunch or dinner craving. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Need cash now? AmeriCash Loans has you covered. Getting cash is quick and easy. AmeriCash Loans is a state-licensed lender with convenient Wisconsin locations. Visit us in Kenosha at 6430 Green Bay Road or apply online. Call now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.net. That's AmeriCashLoans.net.
Restrictions may apply.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation.
Call 800-838-8614. 800-838-8614. That's 800-838-8614.
Paid for by Airtime Media.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that has been on the radio for a while. And this one is not exactly the original version of Indian Reservation, the hit that Paul Revere and the Raiders took to number one in 1971. This version inspired the Raiders' version, but the very original first version of Indian Reservation that came out in 1959 by Marvin Rainwater.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation and put us on this reservation.
That's the way it sounded in 1959, and it was even given a different name. It was called the Pale-Faced Indian when it came out in 1959 by Marvin Rainwater. But then, that was 59, along about 1968, 3 years before Paul Revere and the Raiders took the song to number one. It was recorded by Don Farden. This guy is British. And it made number three in Great Britain, number 20 in America. And the Raiders heard this and did their own version and took it to number one. It's the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. this afternoon on WRJN.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation, put us on this reservation, took away our way of life. Tommy Hawk and the Bowie knife took away our native tongue, taught their English to our young. And all the beads we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan. Cherokee people, Cherokee tribe, so proud you live, so proud you die.
Don Farden doing Indian Reservation. This song made top 20, 1968, 3 years before Paul Revere and the Raiders took it to number one. And here's my backstory. The first time Mark Lindsay heard that recording, I guess the rest of the band or the producers did, but not Mark Lindsay, lead singer for Paul Revere and the Raiders. The first time he heard that recording was off of a 45 that I sent him many years ago, about 20 years ago or more. And he was fascinated by the sound of it. His interesting perspective on that. The Indian Reservation, Don Farden, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon on WRJN.
Thank you.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. That's it for me, Dan Marcus. I'm done, but the music continues. We're not going to stop doing this stuff. News, information, sports, weather, it's all ahead. And 1968 is the 5 o'clock class reunion this afternoon on WRJN.
When you're weary, feeling small, when tears are in your eyes, I will dry them all. I'm on your side. Oh, when times get rough and friends just can't be found, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down, like a bridge over troubled water, I will lay me down. When you're down and out, when you're on the street,
WZTI Greenfield. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Stocks have moved deep in the red after President Trump's threat to impose sharply higher tariffs on China. CBS's Jason Brooks says Trump's upset at restrictions China's placed on exports of rare earths.
Trump says he sees no reason to meet with China's President Xi Jinping during a planned trip to Asia in 2 weeks, sparking concerns in the market that trade tensions are once again flaring up. China supplies 70% of the globe's rare earth metals, which are critical for U.S. tech and defense companies.
The NASDAQ index is down about 2.5% at this hour. Mass firings of federal employees are underway.
The rifts have begun. That's the message posted on social media by Russ Vogt, head of the White House Office of Management and Budget. The rifts, or reductions in force, come